Yeah. Welcome to Real Estate and You. Folks, we got a good show coming. I've got Valerie with Mortgage Financial Services, and it's going to be a good one. You know there's going to be some good information and probably a few bloopers. So, Valerie.
Yeah, Scott.
Okay, we kind of started out late, early, whatever between. It's going crazy,
isn't
it?
It's been that kind of a day.
This market's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a very, very, very good market. But things have changed where the, you know, all the paperwork and stuff, it's not quite as fast as it used to be. So you kind of have to slow down just a tad bit and let it run its course.
Right now, I think there's 347 houses for sale.
You're kidding.
No, there's 348 realtors.
Wow.
Yeah, does that tell you something?
What is Jeremy doing over there?
He's filming this.
What is Jeremy doing?
So anyway, we put it on Facebook. It's kind of cool. But a little trivia. I'm going to tell you right now, a house 100 and below, one that's almost impossible to find, it seems like.
And everybody wants them.
Well,
you find
tough.
One house, 15 people want that same
house. They're tough. Well, you're seeing that, aren't you?
Exactly. Also, and I mean, I don't have to tell you, and I don't have to tell the other realtors either, but if you like bid over the asking price just so that you can win the bid, it still has to appraise out.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm glad you said that. There's a new form.
Mm-hmm.
It will be out. In fact, it's out right now. It's going to be you're going to have to use it here in the next 2 weeks. And its address is just that.
Oh, does it really?
It has three checks. Three checks. It has three boxes. So you got to check one of them. One of them just says just that. That it doesn't matter what it appraises for. You're going to buy the house.
For real?
You're going to pay the difference.
Do you think people will actually sign it?
In the way the market is right now, some people, if you want the house.
But if you're going FHA and you have 3.5% down.
Then maybe you can't.
Right.
Okay, it's going to deal mainly with conventional. This is mainly for conventional.
Okay.
FHA can take care of itself.
Right.
Because
FHA won't allow that to happen.
3.5%.
Right.
But what happened before is I think people knew that. They said, I'm going to bid this high price. Well, it's not going to appraise. So
right.
Then I'm going to do it anyway, but I want to get the house.
Right.
And this form will kind of take care of that, because it's going to say either you're not going to buy it if it doesn't appraise, you're going to pay over appraisal, or what you're going to do.
Oh,
and that
will
be for conventional loans. Where it also kind of was to protect people that, let's say I'm putting 30% down and it didn't appraise. Well, you didn't care.
Right.
Well, the lender didn't care because they said, we're still going to loan you the money.
But the people care.
But now we're going to add on the MIP/PMI. You know, insurance.
That's
why I put in the little big down payment. I didn't want to pay that insurance.
Right.
So, you know, the powers that be came in, Trek, and they came up with some new forms that'll help us alleviate that.
Well, cool. I've not heard that, but I do have done several outside of San Angelo, and there are certain areas like around Dallas that it is so common that people pay over the asking price. I mean, they'll fight $5,000 and $10,000. Well, if it doesn't appraise out, it won't make any
right
difference.
Now. You know, your average time on the market's 4 days. You know, when you get, that's going to be on Facebook, and everybody's going to see it. See, she didn't know what we do. In case y'all don't know, it's on a radio show. We started this. Actually, I started it with the boys.
They've never started it with me. I have never had Jeremy standing in there filming.
We didn't.
Ever.
Well, you know why? Because we didn't know it worked so good.
For real?
Actually, I had the boys on here. Sabrina's kids, which we'll talk about that in just a minute. We had 2,500 views.
For real?
For real. So I had Pat Strong on here. We had over 2,000 views. Just regular
okay,
stuff.
Would people please view? That would be embarrassing.
They are going to
get five views.
That would be sad. It's kind of cool. So anyway, that's why we do it.
Very good.
Social media, it's powerful.
Sorry, took it off
just
subject.
Just adds to the value. So, and you can also go, by the way, if you can listen to our show, because there's going to be some value here in a minute, I promise you.
We're waiting.
She'll you put a camera on people, how they just get all silly. She's one of those people, apparently. But we are going to talk about some important stuff. But you can always go to sallison.com, and we record these and we put them on there so you can listen to them later. So if you miss it Sunday morning because you're at church like a good little girl.
You have nothing better to do than go on there and listen to them. That is wonderful.
I listen to them.
You do not.
No, I really don't.
Hey,
but I will tell you this. We've had like Tommy Olive was on last week. We had some really, didn't we?
Some specific people.
Some good information. We usually have good information with Valerie. the thing of what we can get out of her, she's got the giggles today. So
okay, so let's talk about bond loans.
Well, before we get there, let's finish what you said on the down payment.
Okay.
You can do that, but if it doesn't appraise, two things are going to happen.
Yeah, FHA and VA, you cannot pay over the sales price unless you want to pay it dollar for dollar. It does not have to do anything with your loan.
So
most people that go FHA or VA don't have the extra money, or they would have gone conventional probably in the first place.
And so then the seller's going to either say, I'm going to take less for the house, or boom.
That's exactly right.
What if it doesn't appraise and you have a really, really good realtor, and the realtor finds some really good comps? How does that work?
You can go back and ask for reconsideration with the appraiser. VA, though, you have to do that ahead of time, okay? The VA appraiser will get hold of us, and they will say, it's called Tidewater, which I have not yet figured out why it's called Tidewater. Kind of silly, but it's called Tidewater. And they give you 48 hours to get me comps, not the appraiser, get the comps to me for me to get to them. And then they'll reconsider. So you can do it that way. Yeah. And on FHA or conventional, you can ask for reconsiderations. I've seen it happen a few times. Yeah. I mean, it can happen if it is solid.
Like if it had a really good barn and they didn't really get that in the appraisal and then they did.
Correct. Or land. Okay. Yeah. If you had some land and they gave very little for the land, but you have comps to show that land is worth more, that could be something that could make a difference. Or they didn't see something that was there that could make, they're not going to miss very much stuff, but I was going to say a swimming pool, but they'd
sometimes
see the
you'd be surprised
pool.
Though.
But there are things that they could have missed.
Appraisers are human. They miss stuff too.
Yes, they are.
So, and you want it fair, but what you're alluding to, and remember this too, appraisals work on the rear. So they work on old data.
They do.
And with
they
the market do. The way it's going right now, you know, we listed 5 houses in Bentwood. You know how long the longest one that we listed, that was last month. You know what the longest one said on the market? How many days?
1 month.
7 days.
Isn't that crazy?
7 days.
That's crazy. Yeah. It is amazing what the market is doing right now.
Remember October, November when I was calling you going, are you getting any loans over there? I was crying. You go, quit crying on the phone, Scott. I was weeping because it was so miserable.
Yeah. Now it's just selling right and left. It's amazing what the market is. I mean, it's just crazy. So what do we have? What's that terminology that y'all use? How long do we have of market right now?
So our saturation point, yes. Well, actually, we have but right at 2 months.
See, that's crazy to think of because there's been times you've had how much?
Yeah.
You know, 2 months is just like
Months is becoming a seller's market for sure. Right. You know, before it was kind of a perfect market, really.
Right.
You know,
buyers and sellers, both.
But the low end, I'm going to tell you that a lot of the stuff in the low end, probably unsellable, some of it. I'm just going to say that because it's in that bad
condition. Or it's probably sold.
If it's in good condition and it's priced correctly, it sells in days.
Yeah.
Cynthia listed one on Threon, you know, where that little Southland.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was either the very first, or no, it would have been the second day she had it. She had 3 offers.
Yeah, I've had several people call on that one. It's really funny because we'll do estimates and we'll do pre-approval letters. And I like to be specific so we know the real taxes and stuff. So it'll be like, what's the address? And it's hilarious how many people are on that exact same house. Now, I, of course, don't share that information, but it's
Well, you are now.
I sure did to America. but it's funny how that happens is that those good houses, everybody's going for them. Everybody's going for them.
And I'm also amazed. You own those Bentwood houses? Do you know how many went for cash?
How many?
Half of them. 3.
You're kidding. So where's the money from?